American at a time.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, another one of my favorite guys in the automotive world is going to be joining us. He is the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. He also is an expert in the realm of motorcycles, collectible motorcycles as well. He contributes to that side of the fence. So we'll throw it out there, you know, if you have a classic car, rare car, antique car, unusual car, like a free estimate of value, you can dial us up toll-free at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or email me, bob@boblongradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. And if you'd like to tell us about your first car, we always like to hear that, your dad's car, maybe the car that you owned when you were single and then sold it when you got married and curious how much it's worth now, the one that got away, so to speak. We'd love to hear from you, so don't be a stranger, 855-660-4261. But we're going to spend the vast majority of this hour talking about a great event, which I believe has just about concluded out in Indianapolis, Indiana. And to tell us all about it, it's my pleasure to welcome Phil Skinner to Auto World. Phil, how you doing?
Bob, we're doing very good. It's a great afternoon here in Indianapolis.
Well, you have just witnessed, I understand, one of the great automotive events of the year. It's the 25th annual Spring Classic Sale out in Indianapolis at the fairgrounds by the folks at Mecum. And how did this year's event go down?
It went down just fabulous, way above everybody's expectations. The selection of cars, fabulous. Over 2,100 vehicles crossed the auction block. The sales were very, very strong. Over 1,500 of the cars sold. They're still tallying up the numbers right now as we talk. But they're looking right now at about $53 million in sales.
And this is a sale that's been going on all week. I know that you headed out there about a week ago. What was it like throughout the week? Tell us about some of the celebrities that you saw in attendance and the overall buzz there at the Mecum auction.
Well, there were a number of very interesting vehicles. I think the cars were really the stars, but there were a number of noted people involved with the automotive industry. A couple of famous drag racers were here. Don the Snake Prudhomme was here. One of his cars, a Pepsi Challenge vehicle from the early 70s, sold for $250,000. And then we also had TV Tommy Ivo, who also had his Streamliner Rail Dragster. And I believe it did about $180,000. Very, very unique and historic cars. Also on hand was Virgil Exner Jr.
Oh,
his
cool.
Father was noted with the Chrysler products, the Finned Chrysler products from the 1950s. That was his father. But Virgil Jr. was a designer in his own right. And about the time that Dad was making the big fins on Chrysler, his dad was working over at Studebaker. I actually got a chance to sit down and chat with Mr. Exner for about an hour, and it was just absolutely fascinating, and obviously we're going to be pinning a couple of articles based on just what we discussed there. He had a experimental prototype concept vehicle that he had designed for Simca back in the 1950s. It's very finned and very futuristic in design. And that car sold for, I believe, $150,000. Very unique item. And then I guess one of the most famous car collectors is the, I guess, Mr. October. A lot of people know him as. Reggie Jackson was here. I've known Reggie for quite some time. And in fact, he said, gee, if you're not doing anything, come to my birthday party next week. And unfortunately, he won't be able to go. But it's really, the man loves performance vehicles and knows them. He knows them as well not better, on how to hit a baseball.
That is so true. And this event is really quite something to behold. I haven't had the pleasure of seeing it yet, but one of these years I definitely got to head out to the Indiana State Fairgrounds for this Dana Meekham's Original Spring Classic auction. I mean, just in square footage alone, this really takes up a whole lot of space, and I would imagine over the course of the 5 days of the auction, there were lots of folks in attendance.
Well, actually, it was 6 days of auction.
Wow.
At points, the Indiana State Patrol were actually concerned with the fact that they were running out of room parking spaces. It caused a little bit of a traffic jam. We heard one official say that this was the second most popular automotive event in the state, followed, I guess, next week. There's some type of a race here in Indianapolis, and I guess that's the big one.
Yeah, what perfect timing. What a great warm-up for the Indy 500. And another thing that's really cool about the Meekham auctions is the fact, as you've pointed out many times to me, I mean, we'll talk about some of the big-dollar cars that sold and some of the amazing star cars, but for those who want to get into the hobby and, you know, have $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, you can go to a Meekham sale and get something for that amount of money.
That's it. I mean, everything from entry-level vehicles to the ultra-high-end were available here. We saw cars sell for as little as $3,000, and we saw cars sell for $600,000. So it was a little bit of everything for everybody, and that's what really made it fun. And it's a great way to get into the hobby, just coming here to see it. It was a car show unto itself. You know, I collect Edsels. One of every year was here. I actually raised my hand for one of them, but fortunately didn't raise it long enough, so I don't have to go on with it. But it was really quite a lot of fun and a great show and a great sale.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of the big-dollar vehicles. I understand a Corvette and an L88 Corvette went for some huge money.
Well, the L88 Corvette was an all-aluminum body, or all-aluminum engine, I mean. It was rated officially at 430 horsepower, but in real life, they were pumping closer to 500, 550 in some cases. This is a 1968 convertible L88 Chevrolet Corvette, one of only about 12, they believe, were produced. And this was absolutely in beautiful condition. Everything was right on it. It was, I think it was in Le Mans blue, and the car just was, I mean, it was just a number one condition vehicle all the way around. It sold at a hammer price of $600,000, making it the top dollar vehicle here in Indianapolis this year.
That's fantastic. Also, a very highly sought-after rare vehicle on the Camaro side of the fence. When you think of classic Camaros, the ZL1 name is right up there, because I believe they only made 69 of these vehicles. The name has been resurrected for the new Camaro for 2012, 2013, but these original ZL1s are extraordinarily collectible, and I know Reggie Jackson has owned at least a couple in his life.
That's right. These are the epitome, the acme of Corvette ownership, is to have a ZL1 again. An all-aluminum engine, 427 cubic inches, again, conservatively rated at about 430 horsepower, but in real life, well over 500. It was effectively a factory-built race car, and we had one here sell for $400,000. I think it was the third highest sale of the weekend.
That's fantastic. And just taking a look at some of the vehicles on Meekham's website, Meekham.com, I mean, there's something for everybody, from Ferraris to 32 Fords to Honda motorcycles. When we come back on the other side, we'll ask Phil about some of his personal favorites, and then we'll talk about some trends in the hobby and lots more. It's all straight ahead.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-250-1500. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-250-1576. That's 800-250-1576. Again, 800-250-1576. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons. It's easy enough that you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. I've got an email into Billy F. Gibbons trying to get him on the radio here. In the next few weeks, ZZ Top is going out on the road with a couple of other folks, and they're going to be starting their tour this Friday in Manchester, New Hampshire, and they'll be out all summer and then over to Europe. Hopefully we'll be able to grab them somewhere along the way. But we've got a great gentleman and a rock star himself when it comes to collector cars, Phil Skinner, with us here on Auto World. And we invite anybody out there, if you would like a free estimate of value on your personal ride, or you just want to tell us about it, if it's a classic car, rare car, antique car, limited production vehicle, want to tell us about your first car, a car that you found in a field, or the car that got away. I always love to hear those stories. 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Phil is calling us from Indianapolis, Indiana, where the big Dana Meekham sale is history. It's the 25th anniversary of this sale, and it's a huge event. And, Phil, before the break there, I was kind of setting the stage. I mean, there's so many different types of vehicles for sale. I mean, if you're into brand new supercars, I noticed there was a McLaren SLR Mercedes up for sale. If you're into hot rods, there were plenty of those. If you're into all kinds of muscle cars, you name it, they had those, motorcycles as well. And of course, if you're into vehicles like Edsels or Studebakers or something a little out of the ordinary, something for everybody at the Meekham sale, what were your personal favorites? Any particular vehicles that really caught your eye at this year's sale?
Well, like I said, I did bid on a 1960 Edsel sedan, but my bid wasn't quite high enough. There were some very interesting other cars here. There was a little 1955 Hudson Rambler cross-country station wagon. It went across the block this afternoon, and again, almost went down there, and Mom would have been really, really disappointed, but I was on the radio with you earlier today. And when it went across the block and it was bid to $16,500, it's a no sale. And so that one made it safely away from my garage.
Oh, that's great. Any trends emerging there? I mean, were muscle cars as hot as ever?
Well, muscle cars have kind of been, shall we say, they cooled off after the big rise back in 2007 in that era. And now they have a... They're strong. There are some that are really strong that have come back up. The Ford Mustang Boss 429s were down in the $180,000, $190,000 range. We had one here sell for $260,000. So we're seeing some of those coming back. Big classics. One of the top sellers here in Meekham, at Meekham Auction, was a 1935 Lincoln Model KB. It was a Parade Phaeton, nice car, gorgeous car, and it sold out at about $325,000, surprising a lot of people, including the very happy seller, who had been looking for maybe about $250,000. So we saw that come across. Just the regular, shall I say, transportation vehicles, again, station wagons have taken off. There were a couple of wagons earlier, in fact, Japanese cars. There was a 1972 Toyota Corona station wagon. Hmm. Think about a Japanese Corona station wagon and but $13,500.
So, oh, wow.
We're seeing prices, but and at $13,500, it's still quite affordable. It was such a unique vehicle and a lot of interest. And the person who bought it was being approached by others who wanted to know if he wanted to sell it for a profit.
Oh, that's great. Let's talk about some other Japanese collectible vehicles for those on a budget, because quite often it just seems like a lot of Japanese vehicles seem to be overlooked. I understand that, you know, if you're spending less than $10,000 or so, the Datsun Z cars are particularly a good value these days, Phil.
Yeah, it seems to be. In fact, my brother and his wife are very much into those cars. And just a week ago or 2 weeks ago, I am in the city of Orange, California, near where I live. I went to a Z meeting. I mean, you talked about catching some Zs. everything was there, including a Fair Lady Z from Japan, right-hand drive.
Wow.
And these cars are very popular. When they came out, they were inexpensive sports cars. A lot of people bought them and souped them up. They still buy them today and soup them up. And the thing is, in the Z collector world, they don't have to be bone stock to have appreciation by collectors. They are, the stock ones do have an appreciation, but I mean, vintage wheels, having some vintage Krieger mags on a Z car can be just as nice as having the original wheels and wheel covers.
Oh, that's great. And I understand from the early 70s, the Honda 600 coupes, as well as the Datsun 1600 and the Datsun 2000 Sport Roadsters also are particularly good buys right about now.
Well, those Datsun 1600s were the precursor to the Z cars. In fact, I believe they were the first Fair Ladies when they were originally sold in Japan. And it was the first really popular, affordable Japanese sports car. The 2000 is really when everything came together, 5-speed manual transmission, lots of performance, peppy little cars. And today we can see some of those 2000 series hitting the $20,000 price range. Still affordable for a sports car. The lower, smaller displacement vehicles, the 1600, 1800s, those can be purchased for well under $11,000 in very decent condition when you can find them. And you mentioned the Honda 600. They had a coupe and a sedan. The coupes came in these real high-impact colors, bright blue, orange, yellow, kind of a not-so-attractive green. But they've been popular for a number of years. We've seen the prices in those get up as high as $25,000 to $30,000. But you can find the little sedans in the $12,000 to $15,000 range.
Got an email question here from Darren in Missouri. Wants to know about a rather rare Toyota. It's a 2000 GT. That's a vehicle you don't see very much, Phil. I would imagine that's pretty highly sought-after collectible.
That is the creme de la creme in the Japanese world. You're talking values today well above the $230,000 to $250,000 range. Very few of them produced. The motors were actually produced for Toyota by Yamaha. And extremely beautiful cars, extreme line, right up there with the looks of, a Ferrari 275 GTB. A great car, the 2000 GT for Toyota. Had the chance to drive one.
Really? When we come back, I want to hear about that. We'll also talk about Porsches and send me more emails here. Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Or call us up. Matt is waiting for you at 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, wash drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today, exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin,
Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We are back here on Auto World. Thanks so much for joining us each and every week at this very same time. And you can check us out online at GCNLive.com. We have archives of the show, podcasts, all kinds of cool stuff. Listen on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Also, you can listen during the week to the AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. And you can hear the show being repeated there as well. Phil Skinner is with us, collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. He's my go-to guy when it comes to collector cars and to auctions. And if you've never been, I was just talking to my producer, Matt, between the break there, during the break, and telling Matt he needs to go to one of these auctions because they're really kind of like a big sporting event. It's almost like a little mini World Series or Super Bowl. And once you go to one, it's very easy to get hooked. That's what happened to me last year when I was lucky to be out at Pebble Beach, and Phil suggested that I spend some time over at Mecum. And Phil, I went there for a few hours, and I spent a whole day there. That's how good the Mecum event is. Before the break, you were telling us about the Toyota 2000 GT, and you actually had an opportunity to drive one of those. What was it like?
It was quite an experience. This was back when I was working with the Imperial Palace Auto Collections back in Las Vegas. We had one in the collection, and had a chance to take it out for some press photography one day. And it actually handled like a Ferrari. It responded like a Ferrari. Everything about it was just superb. The only thing you didn't have was that V12 wrapping, because the engine is a totally different engine than the Toyota 2000.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Here's another good email on the Japanese car side of the fence. Carl, who's listening in Alabama, is looking at purchasing an early Acura NSX, and he wants to know if Phil thinks that will be a future collectible vehicle. That was kind of an affordable Ferrari when it first was introduced, Phil, but in its later years, it got really, really pricey. What do you think about the Acura NSX? Is it still considered a kind of a used car right now?
It's considered a used car by some forms, but I happen to think that the NSX is one of the great undiscovered classics, and those people who own them love them. Again, I've talked to owners of Ferrari 328s and 308s, and that also own an NSX, and they actually prefer the NSX over their Ferrari as far as comfort, creature comfort, handling, driving, performance. That is, in my opinion, one of the sleepers to be looking for. And if you're looking for a vehicle, hey, I want to, you know, save this and try and maybe have something that's worth a little bit more than I pay for it. I think if you find good, low mileage, well cared for NSX, especially the later NSXTs, those cars are going to really hold their value and increase them, in my opinion.
That's I agree with you 100% on that. I think they're very much overlooked and quite an engineering masterpiece for their time. I was surprised to learn from you recently that another old name that Toyota has resurrected, the FJ, they have a new one out there, but the older FJ40s, I understand, are worth quite a bit on the collector car market these days.
We have seen examples approaching $80,000 and $85,000. It's just absolutely phenomenal. Almost every part you need to bring it back to a pure stock condition is available. The workmanship we've seen on these is just outstanding. Again, this is one where authenticity does count. And the more authentic and well-appointed the vehicle is, we could say we were at an auction in Dallas last year, saw one trade hands for $65,000, and I thought that was pretty phenomenal. And then in January, we saw one trade for $80,000. So, the original FJs can be quite a desirable collector vehicle.
Let's talk a little bit about German vehicles, Porsches. Everybody loves Porsches if you're a sports car fanatic. And I understand that there are some bargains to be had. I mean, most people don't think of Porsches being affordable, but you've uncovered some ones that are a little bit below market value. What would you suggest for somebody who might want to own a Porsche and has limited funds to spend?
Right now, I believe the 944S, the turbos, 944s, are way under their undervalued. They are a fun little car, relatively easy to maintain as far as the German car goes, and a great example. Also from the early 70s, the 914s, these are, a lot of people consider them glorified Volkswagens. They were the mid-engine, little target coupes, and we're watching those kind of really start finding a lot more interest, and when more interest is found in them, the values seem to go up.
We got another email question here. This one's from Decatur, Alabama, listening on WEKI. AM 1490. Peter would like to know how come, Peter writes here in an email, how come he sees some older Rolls-Royce, not so old Rolls-Royce vehicles going over the block at auctions like Barrett-Jackson that don't go for a whole lot of money, like $25,000. Are these good investments, Phil? What do you think of some of those deflated luxury vehicles?
Well, you're looking at, say, at a Rolls-Royce. Let's look at, say, a late 1970s silver shadow saloon, four-door sedan. You see one go across the block, and it brings $7,500 for a Rolls-Royce. And it's like, but remember, the maintenance cost on those cars is extremely high. That brake job on that $7,500 Rolls-Royce set you back about $5,000. radiator, cooling system maintenance, about $3,500. These cars are very expensive to be maintained, and as a result, their values do drop, as opposed to, as we were just talking about, maybe a Volkswagen or a Porsche, where the owner themselves can actually do the work on the car. That makes it much more valuable, and that's part of the popularity with, like, a lot of sports cars, the MGs and Austin Healey's, is that you can get in there and fix them and work them, and big savings right there.
Yeah, got a question here from Phil in Texas. He owns a 1976 Triumph TR6 with the British flag on the rear quarter and the red wall tires. He says it has 70,000 original miles. He wants to know, should he sell it? Should he hold on to it? How much would Phil estimate the worth to be?
Well, you have to ask, why does he own it? If he owns it because he enjoys it and drives it, you don't want to sell it if it's a good running vehicle. The value on those cars has, again, picked up. About 3-4 years ago, they were trading in the $12,000 to $13,000 range for a really nice example. Today, they're in the $20,000 range, especially if it's well-appointed with, say, wire wheels or an accessory hardtop. The Triumph TR6 with that six-cylinder engine is very well-balanced, well-running vehicle, and they have some sharp, good looks. And as I said, we're looking at about $20,000 for a really nice example. We had one this weekend here at Indy that did $16,700, and it needed a little TLC.
Let's talk about another Porsche model that I know you and I have discussed in the past, and that's the 928. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts about this vehicle. Is it a good investment, and is that an expensive vehicle to repair, Phil?
Well, again, there's a situation where the value of the repairs might outweigh the value of the vehicle.
When we come back,
we'll talk about it on the other side, right?
Absolutely. When we come back, we'll talk about Porsches, and we got a couple more emails coming in. And you can dial us up as well, 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
If you owe the IRS back taxes and they're making your life miserable, get ready for a special free offer. Expert tax advisors can help you protect your home from liens, stop wage garnishment, and give you immediate collection relief. In fact, we guarantee to contact the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client to start the tax relief process. Don't try to take on the most powerful organization in the United States by yourself. Call for free tax relief information and a free consultation on how we can help you. There is no cost or obligation to discover the programs that are available to stop your IRS problems from getting worse. Call our toll-free helpline now, 800-260-6735. That's 800-260-6735. The IRS will not go away. The pressure you feel now will only grow. Get the help you deserve. Call for a free, no-obligation consultation now. Tax relief is a phone call away. Call Expert Tax Advisors at 800-260-6735. That's 800-260-6735.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics.
Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a four-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had four wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We called in the all-star team from CentOS, and they changed our ground game completely.
CentOS? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their tile and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with CentOS from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to CentOS, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the CentOS team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
We're having lots of fun here today on Auto World because Phil Skinner is in the house, collector car and market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. And Phil, before we go any further, why don't we talk before we finish about the 928? Tell everybody about all the cool resources that are available free of charge, courtesy of the Kelley Blue Book.
Kelley Blue Book today, a lot of people think Kelley Blue Book is just with used car values, but it's actually become a total resource for any new car shopper, used car shopper. We have a wonderful, I guess, assortment of tools that you can use, all available for free. We have reviews. We have all the little ins and outs, dealer incentives we can talk about and everything else. It's a really kind of a great place to explore if you're looking to buy, sell a car. It's more than just finding out the value of your car. And the best thing is, for the user, it's absolutely free if you go to kbb.com, kellybluebook.com, and all that's available. It's kind of just a fun place to go visit if you're a car head. We also have a very active Facebook organization right now. And if you have, a little bit of extra knowledge, why don't you go by our Kelley Blue Book Facebook page and check out our collector car trivia that comes up every week.
Oh, very cool. I got to check that one out, definitely. Before the break, we were talking about Porsche's flagship model for a lot of years. It was originally going to replace the 911 front-engine eight-cylinder at a rear transaxle. It was aluminum-intensive. It could be had with either a manual or an automatic transmission, which was sourced from Mercedes-Benz, the 928. And I was asking Phil a little bit about the value of this Porsche. I've heard some rumblings from him that they're undervalued and they could be a good investment, but I was a little bit concerned about the price of fixing that vehicle, Phil.
Well, I got to remember, when these cars came out, they were expensive. They're in the $65,000 range back in the late 80s, and I'm not the biggest fan of them. Today, you can buy really nice ones in the $12,000, $13,000 range, unless you get up to the later S4s, which were turbocharged. And those are quite desirable. They are hitting in the $20,000 range. They were considerably more powerful. They're rated at 316 horsepower. But again, when they were new, they were up over $75,000 as a new car. And today, getting one for $20,000, I think, is somewhat of a bargain.
absolutely, to own a dream machine like that. You just got to find a good, reliable, not so expensive mechanic to maintain it if you can't do it yourself. Speaking of vehicles to stay away from, you mentioned Ferraris, and I too have, when I was single, I was tempted to buy a Ferrari 308 or 328, and I'm glad that I didn't and stuck with my Corvettes because those vehicles are extraordinarily expensive to repair. And I understand the Ferrari 400, which you can find today for relatively inexpensive Ferrari dollars, that's a vehicle to stay away from, Phil.
Yeah, you look at it again, your one caller said, gee, I see cheap Rolls Royces on the television. You'll see a cheap Ferrari come across, and it used to be like a 400 or 400A, which was the automatic version. Again, you're talking a car that a basic service can run up to $8,500 for, say, belts and hoses. And it's a very expensive proposition to do, to buy one of these cars and not put the maintenance cost in it. We were talking earlier about Kelley Blue Book. One of the sources we have for later model used cars is total cost of ownership. We've done a lot of studies on what average maintenance is. This is something when you're looking at collector cars, you should look into it also, is what's it going to cost if I have to do a water pump replacement? The famous Corvette ZR1s from the early 1990s. Mm-hmm. Again, $65,000, $75,000 when they were new. Today, if you can find a water pump, it's almost $2,000 just for the water pump on one of those cars. A very good friend of mine, Bob Stevens, former editor of Cars and Parts magazine.
Yeah.
Years ago, managed to find two ZR1 water pumps. At the time, they were $200. He thought that was outrageous. He has them sitting on the shelf. He says, if ever one goes out, he figures he's going to save at least $2,300.
Very smart indeed. We got another email question here. This one comes out of Missouri, listening on 1050 AM KSIS. And it's a rather general question. It's from Charles in Missouri. And he would like to ask Phil, he says he has a budget of about $7,500. He'd like a convertible, and he'd like to get into the collector car market. What would he suggest, and is there any particular auction in the Missouri area that Phil would recommend, or where should he purchase this vehicle?
Well, we just missed one auction a couple of weeks ago in Branson, Missouri. There was one that runs by Jim Cox, and they have a wide variety of vehicles. And then coming up on Father's Day weekend in St. Louis, Moto Exotica, run by a very good friend of mine named Scotty Brandt, he'll be putting on an auction. And so there's just a couple right in the Missouri area. Under $7,500, you're looking at a convertible. Might want to think something along the lines of an Alfa Romeo, the 2.0 Spider, or maybe a Fiat 124. Both of those in good condition can be acquired for well under the $7,500 mark. With the Fiat, the maintenance on it is pretty simple. The Alfa Romeo is a little bit more intense, a little bit more expensive, but I think the performance, if you were going to choose between the two, you'd want to go with the Alfa Romeo.
Very good advice. 855, brand new number here, 855-660-4261, bob@boblongradio.com. Another email question. This one comes out of one of our great stations has been taking us umpteen years, more than a decade, AM 1540 News Talk, AM 1540 KXEL in Iowa, and the gentleman's name is Pete, and Pete would like to know about the value of a not-so-beloved Mustang. I hate to tell you, Pete, but he's got a 1978 King Cobra Mustang II. And he wants to know about the future collectible value of that vehicle, Phil. What do you think?
I'm a little bit leery of the Mustang IIs, and we just lost Carol Shelby here a couple of weeks ago. And when I was doing some work with Mr. Shelby, he really do not, was not a big fan of those cars. But the Mustang, the Cobras, those have, they have some interesting, shall we say, collectability. We're looking at a vehicle that would probably today's value be in about the $7,500 range for a really nice example. And, but I don't see their value skyrocketing in the near future. Again, it was, the whole idea of those Mustang 2s was a more compact vehicle. They were really not even designed to have a V8 engine in them. And that King Cobra came out with that 302 and offered a little bit of power to them. And one of the problems they issued up was with chassis, and that they couldn't handle the torque sometimes.
Oh, that's a really good point. Phil, tell us what's coming up on your calendar. I know you're headed home, and you've got some family issues to deal with, but what's going to be happening down the road? What are some of the auctions that you're going to be attending and covering?
Well, there are a couple of big auctions, but one I won't be able to attend. That's just up the road from where I am right now in Auburn, Indiana, Auctions America. They'll be doing their sale. It's over the weekend of June. I believe it is 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. It's the first weekend in June in Auburn, Indiana. That's a fun auction to go to. Like you said, they have a little medical issue at home that we have to take care of, so I won't be able to go to that sale. But the weekend after that, we will be in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the Lake Auctions 40th anniversary. The Tulsa sale, 700 cars. Big air-conditioned building. You're in the Tulsa area. If we have any listeners in the Tulsa planning to be there, if they send me an email at pskinner@kbb.com, for the first five listeners to do that, I'll give you two VIP passes. If you send me an email at pskinner@kbb.com, for the first five people, they'll get two VIP free passes. Come on down to Tulsa and enjoy the Lake Auction.
That's great. And when does the Lake Auction happen once again, Phil?
I believe that is June 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Excellent. 8th, 9th, and 10th. So everybody listening down in Texas, take advantage of Phil's generosity. And speaking of generosity, thank you, my friend, for sharing the microphone with me here on Auto World. My best to you and your wife, and my prayers are with you on her surgery, and we look forward to getting you back with us real soon.
Bob, it's a pleasure. PSkinner@KBB.com.
That's the email. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 2237.